Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believers in having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for retirement, estate, taxes, income, risk, and enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent.
Welcome to Wealth Map Radio. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host. The man with the plan is Steve Eckroth. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Tony. How are you?
I am so good. Again, I'm going to say it again. If I was any better, my name would be Steve Eckroth. That's how good I'm doing today, Steve. I'm fantastic. You know, I took a week off. I haven't taken a full week family vacation in over 2 years. And last week went with the fam. We had a great time, got into some good summer weather and, spent some time in the pool and seeing, we went to Joshua Tree National Park. We rode the Western Hemisphere's largest tram from the desert all the way to the top of the mountain. Beautiful. So yeah, great time. How about you? While I was gone doing that, swimming in pools and enjoying the sun, you told me you've been having your busiest summer ever and you've been keeping busy meeting with folks.
July and August has been really, really busy and I can't put my finger on why. Usually, at least once we get into August, I get a little bit of a break. But this
is your slow time typically.
Yeah, it's been nonstop. And Chrissy doesn't like to take the full week. She likes to take 3 days here and there. So the end of August, we're going to have a few days, the last 2 weeks of August, back to back there.
Yeah, that's what we usually do. Yeah, I usually can't take that many days off, but I just bit the bullet this year and did it. Usually we do, maybe 3 days, an extended weekend, or take 2 days off and have an extended weekend,
The weather was good though in Florida?
No, it was California, Palm Springs, California, and it was hot. And it was hot, but it was a dry heat, not Florida, because the humidity. But it was Palm Springs, California, and it's my favorite. If you're going to go to California, that's where you should go, in my opinion. It's beautiful, and I like it because it's a desert, but it's surrounded by mountains, and there's a lot to do there. So, this is great. Now, we had a show. Recently you did a show talking about estate planning, but it was more of an overview, right?
Yeah. I think it was more of a basic show and we've gotten a lot of feedback, about that show. That we went over just the will, living trust, revocable powers of attorney, things of that nature. Today I was hoping we could dig a little bit deeper, maybe talk a little bit about the estate tax and, trusts, maybe go a little bit deeper, maybe next level into the estate planning topic.
Yeah, there you go. And I'm glad we're diving deeper because I see the importance of this. When my grandfather passed, he lived to 101. There were problems. He had a will, but he hadn't set up trusts. He didn't do things probably the way or communicate probably like he should have. And it caused a lot of family disharmony and other issues and some tax issues. So let's dig into this. Where do you want to begin, Steve?
Well, I guess we could start by just reviewing the basics again from the last show.
Sure.
You start out with the will. I think that would be step one. One of the challenges with a will is you're going to end up in probate for assets that aren't properly titled. We can talk about that in a little bit. But the next step after the will would be to do a living trust to try and avoid the probate process. And then making sure that you have your healthcare power of attorney or living will, I think is very important. A lot of clients do the will and then they don't have the powers of attorney in place.
Well, yeah, powers of attorney, you've talked about that before, and you've mentioned to me the importance of having those. When somebody first comes to you and they start working with you and they want a retirement plan, I know this is one thing you talk to them about is estate planning, and you work alongside estate planning attorneys, but powers of attorney are so important to have set up, and so many people don't have these things in place, right?
Yeah, and I think having them access, it readily accessible is important. All of our clients have access to an online portal where we store these important documents. So as you travel, you know, you were out in California, God forbid something happened while you were out there. If you've got your power of attorney in a safe deposit box, you know, in Pennsylvania, you can't really get access to it. Having it stored electronically allows you to download it, you know, wherever you are. So working with an advisor that has the technology and also, you know, the background to not only walk you through the estate planning process, but then once everything's, you know, documented and signed, making sure that it's readily available, I think is really important.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is important. And obviously, especially if you have children, you got to have those. You got to have the powers of attorney in place. You want to make sure if you have elderly parents that they have it in place. You want to make sure you have it in place. And grandparents, you want to make sure your kids have it in place. So I think it's important for everybody out there listening. All of this, you need to get the basics down. It's not just for the wealthy. Again, it's going to help preserve that family harmony, right?
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's not just the documents. I think once you get, you know, further along, sharing these plans with your family when you feel that's ready, that you're ready to do that, I think is really important to avoid any family dynamic issues. A lot of clients want to wait until, you know, the very end to do these meetings. And I encourage clients to try and, you know, make that an earlier process, and try to pass down, you know, not only the assets, but the financial wherewithal and the acumen that you've accumulated, you know, prior to, you know, everything happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I know you encourage people not to wait because, and nobody wants, the reason people put this off is nobody wants to think about their own passing or, you know, and no family member wants to talk to their elderly parents or grandparents about their passing. However, it's for your family and for harmony and for yourself that you're doing this. And you don't want to wait because, you know, no one knows the day or time, right? I mean, you don't want to leave it up to chance. And then we could name celebrity after celebrity who has waited or didn't have one in place and look at the problems. I mean, you know, Aretha Franklin, Prince, a lot of different, the guy from The Sopranos, I forget his name. There were issues with his and he passed. So, you know, and these are people who had a lot of money and a lot to lose. And it really left their families in disarray. And you don't want to do that to your family. And it's not just for millionaires or the wealthy or the famous. This is for everybody. I mean, everybody has something that's an asset. Maybe you have a home or vehicles or whatever, you want to make sure you've got a plan in place. And you mentioned something else, avoiding probate. That's a big one.
Yeah. And I think, you know, avoiding probate, the public process, it's just something that is easily avoidable with a revocable trust, but a revocable trust really isn't for everybody because, you know, a lot of your accounts can transfer by just naming a beneficiary or just, you know, updating your accounts with transfer on death or in trust for, designations. You know, if everything's properly designed, typically the only thing that would need to go through probate is the real estate. And if you want to avoid the probate process altogether, that's when the revocable trust comes into play.
Yeah, trusts are so important, and we can dig into that. What else do you want to talk about here that we need to know about when it comes to estate planning?
Well, I think we just, you know, had the legislation approved that extended the personal exemption gift tax limits.
The estate tax?
Yeah, the estate tax limits were set to expire at the end of this year and revert back to about $7 million per individual, $14 million-ish for a married couple. They have been extended to be $15 million for an individual and $30 million for a married couple.
Wow.
So the dollar amounts are large, and I don't think we really got into planning for families that have an estate tax liability in the previous show. I think, you know, we kind of just hit the highlights of the more basic parts of the estate planning process.
Right. You want to reduce your loved one's tax burden. You don't want to leave them with this ticking tax time bomb or a tax burden, do you?
No. And, you know, if you're subject to an estate tax, if, you know, if you're above those limits, the estate tax is 40%. And then in Pennsylvania, if you have an inheritance tax of 4.5%, every state has a different inheritance tax. So while those limits are very high now, you know, we came very close to, you know, if that legislation wasn't passed, to reverting what, you know, to what they were 10 years ago. And I think more clients would have got wrapped up into that. So while it's, you know, it's a blessing that they, the limits are high, some clients are still, you know, projecting out that they might go over those limits at some point in the future, and they want to talk about more advanced topics. And I think that's a core competency in my team is helping clients that have those types of financial issues. There are a lot of advisors that think that they have the capacity to deal with those issues, but you know, I devoted the second half of my book to speak just to that topic. You know, the first half was really talking generically about the things that kind of affect everybody. The second half was more wealthy families and, you know, the issues that they run into, both on the tax side and, you know, the family dynamics issue of leaving behind an enormous amount of wealth.
Well, yeah, and that's, it can add up fast if you have a family farm or family business that you wanted to leave to your loved ones and want to keep that business and not, you know, if you don't have it set up correctly and work with a team like the one you have there, what can happen is, you know, that family farm or land or homes or business, you might have to sell it to pay taxes. And you don't want to have that happen if you want to keep it in the family, or if you have loved ones that want it, and it's been in your family forever. Some people have, you know, farms that have been in their family over 100 years or businesses, and you don't want to have them sell it because they're in a bad tax situation or something like that. So assembling a team like the one you have there, where you can work alongside estate planning attorneys, financial services professionals who are looking out for your best interest. And that's what you do, Steve. You look at the big picture. You're looking at tax planning with CPAs and the overall picture, including estate planning, to make sure it all fits together. And so many people put this off and you just can't do it. But regarding the tax issue, I mean, there's gift taxes and some people want to give while they're still alive. So they want to make sure that they don't exceed that gift limit, or that they do it in a way that doesn't cause large tax burdens for them or their loved ones, right?
Yeah, you know, you had mentioned the farm and families that own a business. Many wealthy families don't realize that, you know, the estate tax is due 9 months after death. You know, if you don't have liquidity in the estate because you have, you own a farm or you own a business, that can create a severe challenge. You know, trying to sell a business in 9 months is really unachievable.
It's almost impossible, and it's not going to be ideal. That's for sure. We ran into that when my dad inherited the farm from his father, or the land and the majority of the farm there. There was no liquidity. He inherited a bunch of tractors and a farm, but then the CPA he was working with said, well, now you owe, you know, so you're going to owe $65,000 in taxes. Well, he didn't have that money. You know, he just inherited a business that needed money put into it. It wasn't liquid. Fortunately, he was up in Minnesota on a farm, and I got him hooked up with a specialized attorney that and a financial professional like yourself that dealt with this. And they said, no, you don't have to pay that with a family farm because there are exceptions. That was state tax. That wasn't even a federal issue. Mm-hmm. So some states are high with taxes. You got to watch that because you said the exemption for the federal estate tax exemption got bumped up in that new bill to 15 million or 30 million, which is going to, you know, a lot of people are going to come under that. But your state you live in might be 3 million. In Minnesota, I think it's 3 million, which most farmland, if you have any farm, if you have a few hundred acres, you're over that. And they value, they look at your houses, your tractors, all the tractors, the combine, the farm equipment, the farmland, and say, okay, this is worth 4 million. Well, then you owe a million, you know, taxes and $1 million. Where are you going to get that? Because there's no cash, right?
Yeah, one of the ways that we manage the liquidity of an estate or help manage the liquidity of a state is through life insurance. You know, one of the challenges, though, if assuming you're healthy and you can get the insurance, you know, when you add that asset to your estate, that adds another, you know, life insurance is income tax free. It's not federal estate tax free. So if it's not properly moved outside of the estate, then the benefit, the life insurance benefit would also be subject to that estate tax. And it becomes a circular calculation, if you will. You know, one of the ways that we can accommodate providing the liquidity and getting the insurance out of the estate is through an irrevocable life insurance trust. And, you know, having an advisor that works alongside estate planning attorneys to help you think through that type of transaction, you know, is really important.
Yeah. And how is the average person or any person just going to know about that and know to do that and have that set up ahead of time, to make sure they don't fall into that? Because I know one solution you've talked about before is the insurance. So if that should come up, and let's say somebody in Minnesota inherits a $4 million valuated farm, they're going to owe $1 million taxes on $1 million to the state, but they've set up life insurance through a trust that will pay a tax-free benefit to cover that tax cost so they aren't forced to sell the family farm that's been in their family since it was homesteaded in the late 1800s, right?
Yeah. And some of those policies, because the death benefit is so large to pay for the estate tax, or the state estate tax or the inheritance tax, you know, to make those payments, sometimes can be a challenge.
Sure.
And we're, you know, one of the things that we can do at our firm is help clients think through using leverage to acquire that life insurance.
Oh, sure.
Life insurance can be financed like real estate, and a lot of people don't know that. So when we work with these larger estate planning cases, you know, one of the common objections is, you know, they put $1 million or $2 million a year into a premium to buy a $40 or $50 million life insurance policy. Where are those funds going to come from? We can go to a bank and finance all or a portion of those premiums.
Well, there you go. And so there are many strategies. And I assume, you know, the reason you want to be working with a financial professional like yourself, a financial services professional, is that you have the big picture and can look at the whole picture and say, okay, based on your goals, your needs, your family, and your situation, you know, whether you own a business or own property, here's what you want to do, because it's going to be different for everybody, how they plan out their estate, isn't it?
Yeah. And every estate is different. And some options, you know, the longer you wait, the more difficult they become to get, right? If, you know, this solution, if you're going to use insurance to help pay for the estate tax or provide liquidity to the estate, and God forbid you wait 5 or 10 years and you get diagnosed with something, now you're uninsurable or the cost of insurance is too prohibitive. You know, the sooner you act, you know, figure out the estate planning, the better, because a lot of these options, the more time that goes by, the more likely it is that you're not going to be able to use one of these solutions if your situation changes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's tough. I mean, obviously, you want, I don't know how you'd do this and plan for all this without having a great team assembled, right? And that's one of the big mistakes people make, is not having a good estate planning attorney and financial professional and work together to make it fit within your personal plan, right?
Yeah, I think you know it's a team approach with the estate planning attorney, because I think the estate planning attorney is very good at drafting the documents and going through the legalese of the document, but looking at the big picture and trying to figure out how is this particular family's estate plan going to map out is really where my team can provide a lot of advanced guidance. Another thing that comes up a lot with wealthy families is whether they should hire a corporate trustee or not. Most people name a family member as executor. You can name a bank or insurance company to probate your estate if you choose to do so. But when you're talking about trusts that are going to be around for 50, 75, 100 years, you know, these trusts last a really long time, and sometimes it's not in the best interest to name a person. You actually want to name a bank or a financial institution to manage the assets and make sure your wishes are followed after you pass.
Yeah.
The corporate trustee can be someone, that is overseen. It can be, you can pick somebody in the family to oversee the corporate trustee, which is typically how I see it done. So that you have a combination of family and the financial institution. But having the expertise of a bank or insurance company to help you help manage that after you're gone, I think is really valuable.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously. And I think it is important. There are so many ins and outs, especially when it comes to the tax aspect of what you leave behind. And, we could go over it all. I mean, what happens if you have money in an IRA or a Roth IRA and you want to leave that to your loved ones? There are a lot of tax rules to consider on some of those accounts, and how what is owed on taxes, what does that count towards? The rules are different for all these different types of things, aren't they?
Yeah, I've been talking a lot lately for clients that have accumulated a lot of qualified accounts, a lot of assets in the qualified bucket.
Sure.
Who's going to pay? Somebody's going to pay the taxes on that. Either you're going to pay it while you're alive, or your kids are going to pay it after you pass. And if they receive it, they have to pay it over 10 years. And sure, Typically what I find is they don't pay it right away, because if they're a high wage earner themselves, they're going to get pushed into the very top tax brackets by taking those distributions. Mm. So they typically wait until the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th year to take care of this tax problem. And by that point, when you dump all of the qualified assets on top of their high income that they're already earning, they're pushing the top end tax brackets. They're getting pushed into the Medicare surcharge. Now you're looking at a 40% tax rate, where right now you have the 24% tax rate goes up to, I think, almost $400,000 for a married couple.
Yeah.
There are a lot of folks out there that I think really could use the advice of somebody like me and my team to be able to map out what's the most appropriate way to pay for those taxes. Should they be paid now, or should they be paid later? And typically I'm not coming up with a lot of situations where waiting is a good idea.
Well, no, it's not. Eventually taxes have to go up, and right now we're at an all-time low. So you might want to pay them now rather than later and move it into a Roth, or you might want to spread it out and make different payments. But it depends on your situation, what your income is, what your goals are, when you're going to need the money. There's so many aspects to this, which is, again, why our listeners need to be working with somebody like yourself. And, don't consider any of these gifting strategies without working with a fiduciary, trusted financial professional like yourself, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't a do-it-yourself thing. But the basic estate planning, advanced estate planning, it's really not a do-it-yourself solution. If you don't have an estate planning attorney in your family, you really should hire one. Very rarely run into somebody that has somebody that they're close to that can walk, you know, provide this type of advice in the family, you really, really need to hire a professional because everybody's situation is different.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and there's so much to remember. Like, you know, I know that one good thing my grandfather did is use the transfer on death for the property to avoid probate. Right. He had a will, but to avoid that for the land, they did transfer on death, a TOD. And that's just, do you know if you need to do that? Have you done that? Is that what is set up? Do you have an updated current will? Because life changes happen too, right?
Yeah, especially, you know, if you're married and God forbid something happens to your spouse,
right.
You know, that is the most important time, you know, after the grieving process, to really review this stuff, because it becomes much more important, for the second spouse.
Sure.
And everything changes at that point. You know, it's, you know, one of the things that we do, whenever we bring a client on board is to review all of this. You know, it's just very important. And I think it's estate planning is one of the things that just, falls by the wayside.
Sure.
You know, we talked a little bit about the irrevocable life insurance trust. There's charitable trusts, you know, that provide tax benefits if you want to benefit a charity. There's ways to, you know, move the appreciation of shore houses and second homes outside of your estate. You know, there's a lot that you can do to help mitigate the estate tax burden.
Yeah. And trusts are a big thing, a big way to keep, you know, farms and property and make sure it stays in the family and isn't subject to, you know, if somebody needs long-term care or was on Medicaid, the state can come after those. But if they're in a trust and you put it in there soon enough and do it in the right manner, they can't touch it. This isn't something you want to do yourself. The more you talk about it, I know you said, you know, we talked a bit about it in the last show, but before we go here, you know, there are common estate planning mistakes people make, and trying to do it themselves or on the cheap, I think you can have costly errors. You need to hire an estate planning attorney and a financial professional. And you have to do that. So before we go today, why don't you, I know meeting with an estate attorney and a financial professional now is the time. The best time was 20 years ago. The second best time is today, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Just like planting a tree. So how can our listeners, Steve, get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Well, you can certainly go to wealthmapradio.com. You can go online, learn more about our proprietary Compass report. You can access our schedule and schedule a meeting there right online at wealthmapradio.com. You can also call 484-600-6512. Again, that's 484-600-6512. And operator can schedule an appointment with me and my team.
All right. Well, I think that sounds great. Steve, a fantastic show today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Wealth Map Radio with our host, Steve Eckroth.
Wealth Map Radio is an independent production of Whispering Brook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and example share may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Eckroth nor Whispering Brook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting Wealth Map Radio or by calling 484-600-6512.